And Brother Johnny Simmon requested that I preach it here. And we did. It was the message of Who Moved the Landmark. And I'm sure that one of the ministers in the fellowship that did not belong to the Assemblies of God got a little offended because he felt like that I was preaching that anybody didn't believe, didn't belong to the Assemblies of God was had moved the landmark. No, the Assemblies of God is not the landmark. But Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is that landmark. And when we preach messages a lot of time, if it seemed like that we are preaching to one church, we don't intend it to be that way. We're preaching the gospel as if we were preaching it worldwide. Of course, I'll never be that kind of preacher, but that's the kind of preaching I love to do, as if I was preaching it to the world and not just to a certain person or a certain group of people. Sometimes you can preach and be preaching on some any one subject and somebody will get the feeling that he's picking on me. And I notice that a lot of time when you preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost that there are people that do not have it and they'll say, well, he's picking on me. Well, if you don't have it, you're being picked on, not by me, but by the scriptures, because the scriptures declare that it's for you and for your children and even for your grandchildren. But what I want to speak about today is pollution. We hear a lot about it, and they even brought it up in the last presidential election, pollution. They brought it up about and showed pictures about the Boston Harbor being polluted. And they've showed us the seashores, the different places where people, you know, go for recreation, that they have been lots of people, lots of pollution on the sand, on the seashores where people go there to the beaches to brown their bodies or whatever. And, they have a lot of pollution on the beaches today from the hospitals and different places, needles and all kind of pollution. But there is a pollution in the sight of Almighty God that God is displeased with. And I'm not saying, and I want to repeat and make it very plain tonight, that I don't preach Assemblies of God messages. I preach the Word of God, and if it hits the Assemblies, okay. If it don't, still okay. I don't preach individual messages. I just preach the Word of God, and if it hits you, just say, oh me. If it don't, say amen. And it's that plain. Hallelujah. That's fair enough, isn't it? So if I hear anybody hollering, oh me, of course I know I won't, but then I'll know that I've got on the right track. But pollution is something that God is very displeased with, pollution in the church, and that is worldwide. I don't think that we've ever found a picture of the church as it is today, like we find in the book of Ezekiel, and we'll get to that in a little while. But first we want to start in the book of Malachi. God tells some in his holy word, and I will get to that and mention the scriptures in a little while. But God tells some in his holy word, since you got delivered, in my words now, since you got delivered from the pollution of the world, you've gone back in the pollution of the world. And God says he was displeased with that. But I want you to read with me this morning in Malachi, the first chapter of the book of Malachi. Malachi, when you say Malachi, people draw up, they think you're going to preach on tithe. No, I'm preaching on pollution today. Malachi 1 and 9, and now I pray you, beseech God, that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your persons, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is there, even among you, that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. Then I want you to notice that in Malachi 1 and 2, that God is speaking of doubting his love, that he calls pollution, that we would even doubt his love. You notice in the church world today that There are many people that are beginning to doubt the love of Almighty God. They will point to different things that's corrupt in the church, and we will have to admit that we do have corruption in the church as a whole throughout the world. We have corruption. We all know that. But people will point to that and doubt the Word of God because of some that have failed God. Brother, I'm not going to fail God by the help of Jesus Christ. If 500 failed the Lord tomorrow and they put it on television that this person failed the Lord, this one committed adultery, or that one did this and that one that. Because my faith is in Jesus Christ and not in man. And when man fails, it does not hinder my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ one bit. Because they can't change my life. Man in his backsliding cannot change my life. Amen. So I must put my faith and my trust in Jesus Christ and not in man, because man will fail. But the Bible teaches us that some doubt the love of God, and this is pollution. Malachi 1 and 2, I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've said. I don't care which direction you're going in. God still loves you. Hallelujah. He may not love the deeds that you're doing, the actions that you have, the things that you are committing or doing, but God loves you. I don't want anyone to ever forget that God still loves you. If you're a backslider, he loves you. If you're a sinner, he loves you. God still loves the human family regardless of what they've done. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the love of God, hallelujah, is still in the earth today, loving people that are unlovable. God loves you. But people are doubting the love of God today, and we know that this is spiritual pollution. In the sixth chapter, we want you to notice that people are doubting, or they are not fearing the Lord anymore and not honoring God anymore. I'm talking about the church in general and the world outside of the church, that people don't fear God anymore. A comedian that will get up and make fun of God has no fear of God. And the beginning of wisdom is to fear God or reverence God. So the people that will make fun of God or make jokes of God, they don't have any wisdom, hello, and they don't fear God and they don't honor him. But God is telling us that some will dishonor. They will not honor the Lord and they will not fear him. And when you see people on many of these programs today, they will make all kind of jokes about God, and they think that they're funny by trying to make fun of God or making jokes of God. This old man, whatever, the cigar smoker, I can't think of his name right now, he had a program one time, acting as God. And, you know, when people would say something, I didn't see the program, but I saw the previews of it, and he was saying that he was God. So you see, friends, people like this do not honor and do not fear God. And when we get to the place to where we do not fear God, and I mean fear him as honoring him, then we are in deep trouble. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? If you will not honor me, where is my honor, the Lord said? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts? Unto you, O priest, that despise my name, ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? And we'll get to this answer in just a little while, but I want to go on and come back to it in just a little while. But God says, you've despised my name by offering polluted bread. on mine altar. What is polluted bread? False teaching, false doctrine. That is polluted bread. And that, you know, the Lord is saying, you despise my name by offering on the altar polluted bread, false teaching. Then I want you to notice with me again in the 13th chapter of Malachi 1. Ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it. Ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts, and ye brought that which was torn, and the lame and the sick, thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hands, saith the Lord? In fact, God is saying, you brought an offering unto me that was not given to me in honor of me. I believe that there have been many that have offered pollution in offerings to Almighty God, making an offering to, you know, in honor of God, but yet making an offering to someone that says, the Lord will double you your offering. If you send me 100, God will give you 500. That's pollution, my friends. Making an offering to the Lord to get gain, and making an offering to the Lord to get a quick rich fix. And God is displeased with this, and he's calling this pollution, my friends. And when we offer an offering and we do it not in honor of God, let me say to you this morning very plain, when you offer an offering unto the Lord, always do it because of the love of Jesus that is in your heart, and let love, hallelujah, compel you to give an offering unto the Lord. I think that when we give offerings expecting a double fold back, I think that's pollution in the sight of Almighty God. I want to turn just a quickly, and we'll come back to Malachi, but I want to turn to 2 Peter for just a little while and show you something here. You know, the Bible said in the last days there'll be a great falling away. There will be doubters and unbelievers in the last days. There'll be a great backsliding among the people of Almighty God. But the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 2:20, and if after they have escaped the pollution of this world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Did you know that in this world today, that people that have gone back on the Lord because of someone else that has failed and used this for an excuse, God said you're worse off than you was to start with. Hello? There's many people in that condition today. There are a lot of people in that very shape today. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. We know today, and I want to make it very plain, that in all churches in America today, there is a slack in attendance. We know that. There's no secret that in all of the churches in America today, since the last 6 months, the attendance has dropped off about one-fourth. Hello? Just about one-fourth. I'm talking about on an average in the churches of America, that the attendance has dropped off about a fourth. And God said in his holy word, when you were delivered from pollution and you go back into pollution, you're worse off than you were before you got saved. Come on now. I think that does away with the eternal security teaching, don't you? But let's hurry on here. But it happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his vomit again, and the sow that washed to her wallowing in the mire. Somebody said, well, you know, you can take a hog and you can wash him, you can clean him, you can put perfume on him, you can do anything you want to, you can scrub him and soap him and rinse him and clean him, but he's still a hog. The first chance he gets is going back to the wallowing mire. He's going to get back into the mud. And when people don't get right and get on a solid foundation with Jesus Christ, my friends, they can testify with the greatest of a testimony. But if they don't get clean inside, they're like that old hog, be going back to the mires of the world. Hello? And going back into pollution. Let's hurry on. I don't want to meddle too long, but let's hurry here this morning and believe God together. Listen to this. In Ezekiel, and this is the very picture, and I think that I'll just begin reading it, the first verse of the 22nd chapter, and show you how God was despised with that generation. The sins innumerable of Israel. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abomination. Then say thou, Thus saith the Lord God, the city sheddeth blood in the midst of it, that her time may come, and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself in thine idols which thou hast made, and thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and art come even unto the years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mocking unto all countries. You see, friends, when a nation claims to fear God and a nation stands and says we are a God-fearing people, we are a Christian nation, and they go back into pollution, God says you're reproached to the greatest of the biggest of the heathens that is on earth. That's what God said. That you are a reproach to the heathen that has been looking at you and hearing you say that we are a Christian nation. But God says you're polluted. Hello? Then I hurry on. Those that hear near, that though that be near thee, and those that far from thee shall mock thee, which thou infamous and much vexed. Behold the prince of Israel, every one were in thee of their power to shed blood. In thee have they set light, my father and mother. In the midst of thee have they dwelt by oppression with the strangers. In thee have they vexed the fatherless and the widow. Thou hast despised mine holy things, and has profaned my Sabbath. Is that the United States? It was Israel then, but it must be the United States today, because the Bible is an up-to-date book always. In thee are the men that carry tales to shed blood. And in thee they eat upon the mountains. In the midst of thee they commit lewdness. In thee have they discovered their father's nakedness. In thee have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. Listen, friends. I'm going to call a name here this morning. I'm going to read that one again. In thee have they discovered the father's nakedness. In thee have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. Jessica Hahn set herself apart and showed her naked body in one of these filthy magazines. I didn't see it. I'm not intending to see it. But showed her naked body in one of these filthy magazines and bragged about it and said, I'm a bound-again Christian. Come on now. And she set herself apart for pollution and shacked up with one of these old filthy men that puts out the magazine and said, I'm bound again. She set herself apart for pollution, but the media of America took her and humbled her before the cameras and made her look like she was a hero to the nation and that she was a princess among the people that watched her, when she was nothing but a plain whore that had polluted herself and set herself apart for pollution. And God says that when we humble them and we treat them as they are something outstanding, then we polluted the whole matter. Lift our hands and worship God for just a little while this morning. Pollution, my friends, pollution. And when we set somebody up that's living in sin, and they have polluted their lives, and they have set their lives apart for pollution and for gain through sin and adultery and so forth, and we set them apart as if they are something outstanding, we're the polluters. Come on now. I want you to know that sin is still sin. Sin is sin if it's in the President of the United States. Sin is sin if it's in R.D. Parker. Sin is sin if it's in Jimmy Swaggart. Sin is sin if it's in Jimmy Baker. Sin is still sin, and sin will damn our souls to hell. And when we set our part for devolution and for self-gain, we're on our way to a devil's hell. And everybody that's the polluter will go with us. Come on now, let's worship the Lord for a little while. Praise the Lord forever. Come on now. And one hath committed, listen, and one hath committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another hath lewd, defiled his daughter-in-law, and another of thee hath humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In thee have they taken gifts of usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbor by extortion, and has forgotten me, saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, therefore, I have omitted mine hand. Come on. Submitted my hand at thy dishonored gain, which thou hast made, and at thy blood, which has been in the midst of thee. Can my heart endure, or can my hand be strong in that day that I shall deal with thee? I, the Lord, have spoken it. Back to Malachi. Pollution, world pollution. Then I want you to notice with me, and I read from Malachi 1 and 7. Ye offered polluted bread on mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for the sacrifice, it is not evil. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame, the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with it? Or yet thy person, saith the Lord of hosts. Listen, friends. Maybe you don't interpret this like I do. Maybe you don't interpret Jessica Hahn like I do. But when you offer the blind, the lame, and God's talking about offering the sick lamb as a sacrifice on the altar before God, as a type of Jesus Christ. And when they would offer the sick lamb or the sick turtle dove or whatever they were sacrificing on the altar for God Almighty for their sins, the priest would make the offer of the lamb, and if they brought a sick one, it was pollution. If they brought a blind one, it was pollution. They had to pick out the spotless lamb to offer it before God Almighty as a sacrifice. Because Jesus Christ is the spotless Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And they had to make a spotless lamb. But I've got another interpretation of this, my friends. When we offer before the public, follow me close. When we offer before the public, here is a person that needs help. Here's a person that is blind. Here's a person that's sick. Here's a person that is crippled. Here is a person that's in need. And we offer that person to the public. Come on now. To get their sympathy, to get gain, and they send you money because we offer that person. We say, look at the shape this little fella's in. And we offer that to try to build up an offering for our self-gain. And we're offering that person before the public to draw in thousands and thousands of dollars. It's pollution. And the little fella never gets it. But the guy that's offering that sacrifice, I mean, before the people, he's the guy that's getting rich. God help us never to be that low down. Come on. I know of a program that I won't call the name, but I know of a program now that offered one little feller before the public over and over and over again. And I don't know how many millions of dollars they got because they got the sympathy of the people because that little fellow had need. They should have given him every dollar that come in. Come on now. But they didn't give it. He don't even have a home now, I don't guess. But the rich feller's in jail. Thank God. You still there? When we offer the blind, the sick, the lame for self-gain, we're polluters. We're polluters. God said that we was polluters. Let me hurry on and I'm going to close. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The 13th verse. Ye said also, behold, what a weirdness is this. And ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye brought it, which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this in your hands, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and vowed and sacrificed unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Friends, we're living, and somebody said, why do you preach these messages like you do? I don't have any other choice. The only choice I have is to preach what God lays on my heart. I don't have another choice. I know the Bible said that they will say in the last days, prophesy to us smooth things. But it didn't mean me. I didn't find my name there. Where I said I wanted smooth things. Because my name's not there where I said prophesy smooth things to me. And I didn't really find your name there where you told me to prophesy smooth things to you. So you see, I don't have any other choice except to be the messenger and deliver the message. The Holy Ghost is the message, you know. He brings the message to me. He's a message boy. He brings it to me, and I deliver it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just delivering the message. The Holy Ghost gives it to me. Come on, and I have to give it to you. That's the only way I can do it. It's just like it's supposed to be done. Just do what the Lord said. Pollution. And I'm going to hurry on and then I'm going to close. I'm going back. I'm going back to 2 Peter and then I'm going to close. Read a few verses in 2 Peter 2 and 15. Which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Azor. So love the wages of unrighteousness. Who love the wages of unrighteousness? What was rebuked of his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is revealed forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh. Through such wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For to whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. I can't promise you liberty. I can't promise you prosperity. I can't promise you any of this, but God's word promises it. And if you do what you do under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the love of God, God's word is true that you will prosper. God's word is true that you will prosper. Hallelujah. If you offer your bread before the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Then I want to go follow up by closing by saying all is well with Almighty God. Hallelujah. Because God has everything under control, and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, can take a hold of that promise. In the last days, God will pour out aquati ando kolaba ina. And I believe that with all of my heart. I believe the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true church of the Lord, is going to see the greatest miracles of all time. Never been miracles like we'll see in the future. I prophesy that there's never been the miracles I'm talking about as in numbers as we will see in the future if Jesus tarries. Come on. And I believe the church will have the greatest revealed plan of God that we've ever had since God made man. And God right now is speaking to prophets all over the land of America and giving them messages that will bring the church to its knees and have a revival of a Holy Ghost move. And I don't leave you in darkness as if the whole world is polluted. I want you to know there's some people that still got the power of God in their lives, and they will see the manifestation of God's mighty spirit such as no people have ever seen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the true believers, hallelujah, that do not offer polluted bread on the altar. They will see the move of God such as no nation has ever seen. Come on now, praise the Lord. In the last days, glory to God, he will show wonders in heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. God will show wonders in these days. Listen, friend, I look for some of the most unusual supernatural things to happen in the lives of God's people that's ever been. Some things that you'd never dream of that God will do in these last days. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's a person right here now that you have pains right in your chest. The devil's threatening you with a heart attack. Stand. God's going to heal you if you believe him with me. God will heal you now. By the power of There's another one that's got the same pains. Come on now. Let's believe God together. There's somebody else. You feel like that you're actually going to have a heart attack. The devil has told you that you got heart trouble. Come on now. There's one more. One more. One more. One more. Stand. All right, let's believe God together. Let's believe God together, friends. I want you to stretch your hand toward heaven and believe God with me. Heavenly Father, I take authority in the name of Jesus against the pains and these that have pains in their chest, and I bind your powers, devil, in the name of Jesus, and I claim a healing now. My friends, be healed. Lift both hands and thank God for your healing. If you believe it, you've got it right now in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can't close until I pray for that person that's having serious back trouble right now. In the name of Jesus, stand. Everybody lift your hand and praise him. God heal these now for the glory of Almighty God. Touch them. Hallelujah. There it is. Lift both hands and praise him for it. Praise God forever. Glory to God. Just bend forward and thank God for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for touching these in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's glorify the Lord. Everybody stand and give God praise for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.